Taking off, I ain't taking off these pistons. I'm taking off on the enemy, your distance. Came across me, how much it'll cost me to get you out my business. I set a planet, it's a short-term goal. No sky is the limit, I'm past that, now past that. Award not one, but four times two plus yours.
I see myself performing that.
Hey guys, this is Country 102 with DJ Rodeo and DJ Haas.
Hey!
It's been a while.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
We have so much to catch y'all up on.
Yes.
We really do. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we are back on radio.dominican.edu for our last show of the semester.
Oh yeah.
Where does the time go?
It's crazy. I don't know where it's been going. So DJ Rodeo, you're going to be junior next year. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Any plans for the summer, darling?
All right. So...
Here we
go. Big plans.
She like had to take a big breath in.
So at first I didn't really have any plans. I was just going to stay here in Marin County, San Rafael, maybe do some sports camps, you know, with the kids. And then I babysit some families around here. So I got the opportunity. They asked me if I wanted to go on vacation with them to Martha's Vineyard. I will be going there for 5 weeks out of the summer. So that is my
summer have a plans. We have Miss Caitlin Theobald in the studio with us, and her eyes just of envy pointing right at her, right at DJ Rodeo.
Yeah, so very thankful for that. But I'll get to spend a little bit of time with my family before and after, so that'll be nice too. We get to go home.
You're gonna have a nice relaxing, you know,
it's always well, nice. It's gonna be well needed.
Someone else's dime too.
Yeah,
it's very, very nice. Well, good.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and your plans?
Okay, so I think it's gonna be kind of a low key because I am graduating in 2 weeks, so
right.
It's like not. I feel like it's gonna be kind of a different type of summer, you know, because usually, I feel like all my summers have been you just jam. Packet full with stuff
yeah,
because
absolutely.
You know, like come August you're gonna be back in school, so it's gonna be I feel like it's gonna be weird to know, like I feel like I'll be on summer 24/7
yeah
now. Like there's nothing to worry about, especially school wise. I don't have to worry about stupid FAFSA anymore, which I'm stoked about, so
that's literally
that'll be
worst.
Nice. So I think I'm just going to probably take a few trips here and there, like nothing too big, probably just road trip
okay
with whoever can come with me. Be going down to Danville quite a lot to visit Caitlin because she's gonna have a baby soon. So I gotta check in with her once in a while, but I'm just gonna be I got a little summer gig through an internship that I had to do for Dominican, which pays really, really well, surprisingly. I didn't want to be like a jerk and ask like right off the bat, like, well, how much is it, because I kind of need money because I'm a broke student with who's now going to have college debt because I'm out of there. And she actually surprised me on the pay. So I was like, oh, okay, we'll do it. So I'm going to do that for a month. So I'm going to stay around here. So when you come back from Martha's Vineyard, I'll be here for you. I think I'm just going to be doing the beach every day too. Just even if no one can come with me, because I've never gone to the beach alone. I'm just about to like pack a book, pack some food for the day and just go. And
I love the beach. That's one thing I'll miss a lot during...
Right.
I mean, Martha's Vineyard, there's a beach, but I think the ocean's really cold. But our beaches are Huntington Beach, Newport, like those beaches are awesome.
At least Martha's Vineyard, you can probably have a nice pool.
Yeah.
Like for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're doing good then. Summertime.
But, so also during the summertime, Shoreline Amphitheater has 10 shows. So they have a lot during the summer. So just to name a few, they have Zac Brown Band,
of course,
Rascal Flatts, Dixie Chicks, Darius Rucker, and then they also have small headliners. So I should say Zac Brown Band's with Drake White, who I've
never heard of.
Never heard, and the Big Fire.
Never heard of.
So, but I mean, that makes
sense.
Big
Fire sounds cool.
Yeah, it makes sense that they're smaller, so get their name out. Rascal Flatts is with Kelsey Ballerini and Chris Lane, so I've heard them. She's pretty good. Dixie Chicks, Darius Rucker is with Dan Plushay, and Brantley Gilbert with Justin Moore and Colt Ford.
That's still
those
mad
three are really good. That's a good set.
I'm gonna take it off topic. Brantley Gilbert was single for like the longest time. He was going out with like Jenna Kramer or something. She was
Jenna
really,
Kramer.
She's really pretty. Do you know who?
I don't think it's Jenna. She had a baby.
Well, she a while ago.
They were
engaged and then they broke up and I was like, sweet, he's single again. And then now he's married to someone else.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed. I'm livid. Anyway, back to the roster for Shoreline.
Keith Urban, and he's with Brett Eldridge and Maren Morris, I believe.
Oh, Maren Morris. That's the one I told you. That's what we should do for you guys today. I should play one of her songs off of Spotify that I can't download anywhere because it's impossible to find the song. But it's a really, really great song.
Yeah.
You'll hear it. Cool. That's awesome then.
And then there's Jason Aldean with Thomas Rhett, who I love Jason Aldean. I still haven't seen Thomas Rhett and would love to see them. So those two would be pretty awesome. That's in August. So now we're going into like August, September. Oh, wow. So Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, and Florida Georgia Lines.
There we go.
So that's a pretty good lineup.
They have
Shoreline.
Yeah, they're hitting it home.
Yeah, their summer country concerts are
one after one other.
Absolutely.
Well, how about that? So you're going to have quite the summer then.
Yeah, well, for the ones that I can see or hopefully see, I don't know.
Well, let's see. I don't know who. I'll have to see which oldie is coming back for the summer. Speaking of oldies, can we?
Yes,
you guys. So yes. I'm going to paint a picture for you. So my best friend and I went out to, it was a sad day. I got told off by the workers at Blue Barn that they were going to like revoke me from the kids menu because I always order. And the people were so nice. They're like, just to let you know, like, we're going to start reinforcing this a lot better. Like, it's going to be kind of strict to get things off the kids menu. So I was enjoying my last kids meal menu from Blue Barn, and then DJ Rodeo texts me being like, dude, did you know Merle Haggard died? And I had no idea. I was just eating ice cream as happy as can be. And yeah, so he died on his birthday, on his, I think it was 79th birthday, because I had to go look it up right away because I cannot believe it.
Yeah,
so
I found him on social media, and you're the first one I text right away.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. So that sucked. But, I mean, I got to see him twice, and it's really cool because one I got to see with my mom and then the other concert I saw with my dad. So it's nice to have those memories and all 50 videos I have of him singing. So
yeah,
it's weird. It's just like, I'm glad, though. I'm glad I didn't save it for later in life. So rest in peace, Merle.
Yep.
Sad. I still blast your music. It'll be good.
You're probably one of few, maybe, or many. I don't know.
Actually, yeah, I think he's pretty good, especially because he was from Bakersfield.
Okay.
So he kind of has like a California crowd going.
Okay.
Compared to some other guys. Okay.
All right.
So before you play your jam, because DJ Rodeo is going to play us a song real quick, I want to break out our book, I don't know how we don't have it memorized by now, Old Time Country Wisdom and Lore by Jerry Mac Johnson. I wanted to break it out one more time.
Because
there's
still some
interesting stuff. Not kidding you, I've been reading this like at 3 a.m. when I can't sleep because it's really interesting. So I am going to talk to you. This is random, but I'm going to talk to you guys about asparagus. So the only thing I know about asparagus is that it makes your piss smell really bad.
Yes.
Like, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. So let's see what else we learn. So asparagus was cultivated as a food before the Christian era in Persia. I think it's so weird that everything comes over, like, in that area. In Arabia. So kind of my people. Almost my people. So it's a delicious vegetable that's rich in vitamins A and B. And the plant actually has, like, no true leaves. So I feel like it looks like it does at some points, like on the little, I don't know what you call them, the little, like, you know how it kind of looks like they have little pine trees like stuck.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Them,
I know what you're talking about. Like,
but so the so-called foliage consists of great many slender branchlets and it looks like tiny green threads, which I hate because sometimes they get like stuck in your teeth. That's
right.
Why if you don't cook them right, like it's impossible to actually chew into it. But
get some floss up in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. And so long ago, people believed that they could grow asparagus by actually planting the crushed horn of a wild ram.
Huh.
Like, what the heck?
What?
Like, that's weird. But so its stalks were thought to have medicinal value, I guess. And a broth was made of them. And then they said that it would help relieve the pain of toothache. Oh, my God.
Toothache.
I'm going blind, everybody. A toothache and sprains. So I don't know. We might have to try that along with our paper making. We'll just have to boil some asparagus and see what happens. So then if you make a drink of the plant's roots, if you boil it like in wine and stuff, it was actually administered to victims of a snake bite.
Huh.
So you could use asparagus for a whole lot of stuff. And then they said before the use of window screens, the like sprays or something, or it's feathery sprays, that's how they're describing it, were draped over bedroom mirrors for flies to like a light on. So it would, something on asparagus was kept. Like, yeah. As a windscreen. Like, that's crazy. I don't know how it worked. Huh. Walking very cautiously, one might succeed in reaching an open door or window with a spray still black with flies. That'd be gross.
That's disgusting.
So they use, so asparagus is a pretty, not only does it make your pee smell weird, but can help you with toothache, sprains. If you, someone snuck into your house, God forbid.
Yeah.
And, you know, took your screen or something, just go get some asparagus from Safeway. You can makeshift your own screen.
I love asparagus.
It's good. No, with that's, like some steak or like potatoes.
Yep,
or,
exactly. Oh God, that was my meal when I came home. My mom, shout out to my mama, makes the best asparagus, best dinner. That was
mama
my dinner.
Rodeo.
Yep. Rodeo. Awesome.
Rodeo. That's, no, you can't go wrong with it.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Mm-mm. That, okay, this one too. Are you a Brussels sprout?
You know what? I keep telling people I'm not, but I'm pretty sure I've tried them.
And yeah,
like,
I
always dip them
first
in a mustard, I think, though.
She would force them on my plate.
And but then, now you like them?
But now I'm like, okay, I can handle a whole
okay,
spoonful.
You're good.
Yeah.
Kale and arugula are the only mm-hmm. ones that I'm like, no.
Yeah. I can do it in a smoothie.
Yeah, me too.
But not by
to
itself.
Drown it out. No.
Yeah. No.
All right. Absolutely not. Okay, so that was about asparagus. Really quick, do you want to hear about carrots? I'm so dorky.
Yes, I love carrots.
Here we go. Okay, another little fun fact from DJ Haas. My mother told me this one. She said that if you eat a lot of carrots, it actually kind of adds pigment to your skin, so you'll look tanner. Because
okay.
like you'll look a little more orange, but not like
yeah.
Jersey Shore orange, I think.
Right,
you'll,
right.
Like
yeah.
an actual healthy orange. So all carrots sprang from a common ancestor. It's the wildflower, I guess, called the Queen Anne's lace.
Wow.
Queen Anne's Queen lace. Anne's I don't lace. Know. So in the early 1500s, the English were like actually cultivating carrots in their gardens. And besides, you know, providing a really good meal for the table, because carrots are pretty good. I like them, especially if you steam them.
I love carrots, yep.
I dig
nice
them.
Nice and soft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So carrots furnished an adornment for women. So in autumn, their delicate feathery foliage takes on a red or purple hue, and ladies would actually used, like they picked the leaves and they would wear them on their hats and their hair, like instead of feathers,
oh.
they would use the carrot stems.
Fancy, yeah. fancy.
Yeah, how about that?
Saving some money there.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. You smell like a little bit of a carrot for the rest of the day. And that's it. That's all I got for you guys on carrots.
That book is
what they did
awesome.
In the 1500s. When we come back, we're going to talk about cheese. I can't wait.
Chiss.
I love chiss too. All right, DJ Rodeo. Let's hear some music because I'm stoked.
Play my song?
Yeah.
Okay,
who's
so
it by?
This is Jake Owen, and his song is American Country Love Song. And a little background on him. He had plans to be a professional golfer.
No way.
Yeah, a professional golfing career, and ended up getting an injury, and now he
How do you
and
get
then
an injury from golf.
That's what I'm saying. But hey,
it can happen.
It can
I guess.
Happen. And he picked up a guitar and never looked back. And now he's a country artist.
That's kind of nice because I feel like he figured it out when he was older then.
Yeah.
Because usually I feel like most artists start when they're super, super young. They start with the whole guitar playing kind of thing. So it's kind of gives me hope a little bit if
yeah.
I ever want to learn an instrument. Jake Owen could do it.
And he is from Florida, and mm-hmm. I think it's Vero Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up playing sports like baseball, football. And before he turned into golf, it was tennis.
This guy
so
is random.
Very
man.
Athletic.
Really random.
Yeah. And then him and his fraternal brother, they attended Florida State University and got into a water skiing accident as well. And was he had restriction
in really
surgery.
Weird ways.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Huh.
So that was his reason why he had to stop golfing.
Oh.
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because
yeah
there
was
the
a water skiing
water
accident
skiing.
Resulted
okay.
in a reconstructive surgery for Jake Owen, and yeah, he had struggled with depression, so then he borrowed his neighbor's guitar and passed the time teaching himself to play, listening to childhood favorites Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings.
Oh my god, these are my boys.
Yep.
Okay, wow, well that's
so
crazy. I did not know that. I wouldn't have ever guessed. Mm-mm.
So
what's the song?
Is Jake Owen, American Country Love Song. And
okay.
right when I heard it, I fell in love.
Here we go.
It's awesome.
Let's see if we'll fall in
love.
Here
it is.
lights, under the stars and on the stripes of a beach towel and a spring break town. It's playing in the night air, through the speakers all night long. Couple kids just living that American country love song. In every town and every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. In a pair of old my blue eyes, let them fireworks start. That American country love song. Ain't never gonna quit playing on and on and on. Well, it's Chris Loves Jenny on a license plate. It's daddy getting mad cause you came home late. It's one last kiss in the driveway. Hey radio DJ, can you play that song that she loves so I can turn it up and maybe turn her on, an American country love song.
We ran out of gas.
In every town, in every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way.
We are back. You're listening to Country 102 here on radio.dominican.edu. I have to just tell everybody what happened because I think it's hilarious.
Absolutely.
So our auxiliary cord is being really weird. So DJ Rodeo had to hold up her laptop the entire time to the microphone. So how's the arm feeling? How's
it's
the
a little
bicep?
Weak. The hand's a little red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As you can see.
But besides that, it was a really good song, though.
I think it's super cute.
Because I know you showed me like a little snippet of it and I would have not thought that was Jake Owen.
Yeah,
it doesn't really sound, I feel like it doesn't sound like him too much, but I like it. And I always like the ones you pick.
And earlier this today, actually, there was a Jake Owen scam. There was a guy who looked just like him, and I guess he was saying really inappropriate stuff to Jake Owen's fans, saying that it was Jake Owen. And so Jake Owen addressed this scammer and gave out, the fake Jake Owen gave out, or was saying all this rude stuff, and then the real Jake Owen gave out the fake Jake Owen's number when the fake Jake Owen said, please don't. But the real Jake Owen was so mad. He was like, I don't care. This guy's a
blank plank. You guys can get creative and fill in whatever you like there.
And, yeah, so I was watching the video earlier today, and he called a dude, didn't answer, and he's like, of course he's not going to answer, but of course he texted him after the phone call ended, and, but the guy, I think he kind of looks like him, but I don't know if this is the fake Jake Owen on Taste of Country, or if that's the real one.
Oh,
sure. If you go on tasteofcountry.com, that's where I get all of my news, too, so that's a good website to check out. All the latest news, new songs, stuff about artists as well. And so, that's where I found it. Crazy stuff happens for country singers all the time.
Poor guys.
There's one with Zac Brown Band, too. just wrong place at the wrong time, went to a hotel room and there were drugs and he didn't know, and just wrong place, wrong time. Yeah, he wrote like a letter to his fans on Facebook. If I can find it real quick.
That's the stuff that scares me, is like, I'm an average person, and for that to happen, like, exactly. I wouldn't have the authority or the respect or to kind of get out of it. So I feel like if it happens to someone actually famous and it's already giving them a heart attack, like,
right.
I don't think I'd be able to really get out of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here. Zach Brown posted on Facebook. My dad always said nothing good ever happens when you stay out late. It's a lesson I learned the hard way last week. Being in the wrong place at the wrong time, I attended a private gathering at a Miami area hotel and had only been there for a short time when police officers arrived and arrested two people in the room who had just showed up for a few minutes before. He said, I did not know these people and had no idea that there were drugs in their possession. I cooperated fully with the authorities and am not part of any ongoing police investigation. Everyone is responsible for their actions, and I regret using poor judgment and putting myself in that position. I am focused on continuing to make great music for my fans and on representing my family and community well with our philanthropic work, and next time I'll make sure to remember what my dad had taught me.
There we go. It's always a good moral. Moral of the story. So. For sure. That sucks, though. But thank God. I mean, he came back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Definitely.
That's good. Fans know ya. You don't have anything to worry about, but still terrifying. Yeah. I always get like that when I'm like going through TSA. I start wondering, like, what could I have possibly? Like, did someone just want to mess with me? And did they put like any illegal thing in my bag that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Thank God it hasn't happened, but you never know.
All right, I think we're having difficult. I don't know. My mom's listening. She said we're having difficulty problems, saying that like the we're broadcasting double voices or something. I don't know. So I hope we're sounding okay. But we're gonna get Kate to tune in, see what's going on.
Let's see. But till then, I'm gonna keep talking because I promised you guys we were gonna talk about cheese.
Yes.
So
bring it up.
Here we go. Okay. What kind of cheese is your favorite, DJ Rodeo? I always have to ask this question to people.
Let's see.
Like, what do you get on a deli sandwich?
On a deli sandwich. It just depends. Mm-hmm. I think just maybe American.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Just a basic, you know.
Just the basic stuff. Yeah. So you'll be surprised to find out that a camel is supposed to have been responsible for the world's first cheese.
Huh.
Right? A camel. So thousands of years ago, legend has it, a camel driver used a lamb's stomach as a container for fresh milk, and the fermenting action of the enzymes actually, it like remained in the lamb's stomach. So okay. The enzymes stayed in the lamb's stomach, plus the constant swaying motion of the camel's gait transformed the milk into cheese.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy, right? That's crazy. So cheese was said to have provided David with the nourishment and strength when he challenged Goliath. Full circle.
Okay.
It all goes back. It was brought to Europe by crusaders returning from the Holy Land, and then early Britons, in addition to getting subjugation from Caesar, got cheese.
Cheese.
So the 18th century Italian lover Casanova advocated cheese and wine as a means of love's blossoming. Yeah. Whatever. Casanova was like, hey, I got my cheese, I got my wine, I can get any lady to dine.
Oh my goodness.
Save it. Speaking of love, if you are a lover of cheese, you're known as a turophile.
A what?
Turophile.
How do you spell that?
T-U-R-O. And then just P-H-I-L-E, a turophile. So if you're a lover of cheese, you're a turophile.
Wow, well.
Yep. I don't think I want to call myself anything with file at the end, just because right away I feel like something in Law and Order.
We should like nail file or something.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that should be my next tattoo. Right on the back of the neck. Turophile. Sounds horrible.
AKA cheese lover.
Cheese lover for sure. I was actually watching a show one time. I forget if it was like LA Inc. or something, but a guy like actually came and got cheese tattooed on him. I think it was either a block of Swiss or Gouda or something.
I think I like feta. Is that the little white?
No, feta is good. The crumbled
the
ones.
White crumbled ones? Mm-hmm. Okay. I hate
feta's
blue cheese.
Good. No, blue cheese I can't do.
Can't
blue
do
cheese,
it.
Brie. How do you feel about brie? Brie
love
is
brie.
Good.
Brie is real
and
good.
And then cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And of all American, I'm always messing with.
All
Jack
American.
Cheese, I love. Provolone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Swiss, not
ooh,
so much.
Provolone.
Yes.
That's the rounded.
We got good taste. Mozzarella? Yeah. How
yes.
can you forget about
oh
that?
Gosh.
Oh my God. Like on a margarita.
We are definitely cheese lovers.
Anywho. Okay. So that was cheese. And now. I want to, okay, I've been excited for this. I want to play you My Church because I kept telling you, like, when you brought up Maren Morris a little while ago, DJ Rodeo, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, there's this one song.
Really quick.
What?
I know a cheese lover like us, too. Her Who? Name is Rose. And
what up, Rose?
Shout out to Rose.
What up, Rose?
I know you love cheese as well, so you can join our little club of cheese loving over here.
Feel free to get the same tattoo as me. We can go together. Turophiles.
All right, back to you.
All right, here we go. So before we get into the song, unfortunately, because she really is, this girl, her name's Maren Morris, she literally has like no information on her because she is so new and
okay.
so upcoming. So her name, her full name, Maren LeRae Morris, I love when they actually have the same name as their stage name. You know how a lot of people, they don't at all, but I like it when... it's actually their name
yeah,
that they're using.
That's nice.
So
makes
she,
less confusing.
Right? So she's not too much older than us. She was born in 1990. I was born in 93. So that means
so
she's like 26. Yeah, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. We're good on our math.
Okay. How about that? Oh, gosh. Okay. So she is an American musician, a singer, and a songwriter. She has released 4 musical works only. Her latest was the extended play Maren Morris, and she charted on 2 Billboard charts. So she's... getting
okay.
her feet wet, but I okay. feel like she's doing all right. And from what I can see here, she was born in Texas. But then looks like she did get started in her music career in Nashville, Tennessee, of course. And that is really, literally, that's all there is to her.
Makes sense because she's fairly
super.
Starting out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, My Church isn't even on here.
Oh,
it's
wow.
her single. That's why I can find it. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and play My Church and try to listen to the lyrics. I'm sure I'll probably quote them when we get back. Hopefully the aux cord actually works this time around, so let us see. Once again, you guys, you're listening to Country 102. You're about to hear My Church by Miss Maren Morris, and you are on radio.dominican.edu.
I've cussed on a Sunday, I've cheated and I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an
All right. So you guys just heard My Church by Miss Maren Morris. Didn't you like that one? I heard you like singing the chorus.
Yep.
I so like that one.
I've heard it a few times.
Yeah.
Wasn't like a huge fan at first, but then it grew on me like really? Every song does usually.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There we go. All right. So you guys.
Who wants to break the bad news?
Something. I think we are getting a computer replaced. So we got to get off the air. So us communication majors who are DJs this semester can finally have the computer back so we could do our shows more comfortably and whatnot.
Yes.
So we got to get off to, you know, make that happen. So.
But it's been a great semester with all of our listeners with Country 102.
Oh,
we
yeah.
enjoyed talking to you all out there. We know you guys are listening. And we're going to miss our little DJ Haas over here graduating
a
couple weeks.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get anxiety so much. I'm going to make DJ Rodeo break my leg so I don't have to walk across stage because I don't want to. But, yeah, maybe I'll come back and I'll visit you if you do radio again. And
I will. Absolutely.
Thank you guys again. Have a great summer.
Yes.
Enjoy your time.
You've been listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. All right, guys, have a good rest of your week.
Bye. I always